I got it, it's what keeps them up that way. The pigs are sort of raised their own meat. These nigger people would live off of fat back, they call it, it's fat pork.
Yeah.
Greens. And that's what was causing the lack of an unbalanced diet. But it's better now. We're talking now about something that did back there after the Civil War, carrying on an old custom. Those people up there are doing very well now.
Electric vacuum cleaners. Your wife always had to sweep with it.
Yeah, that's true. Up until 1910, my mother got a vacuum cleaner.
Did?
And we had no carpets except a long carpet in the hallway, one from one end to the other, and maybe some rugs. Around the house. But of course, wall-to-wall carpeting was something way in the future.
Yeah, before that you had to sweep.
We had to sweep. People used straw brooms, and some of them were homemade from straw grown and plucked out of fields. But I don't remember any time before that we didn't have good cleaning facilities. I tell you, the problem was, of course, water. You had to tote a bucket of water to scrub the floors.
Yeah.
And another custom that was fading out about 1910 was keeping polished floors. In this country, well, we had a lot of lumber, a lot of sawmills.
Yeah.
It was possible to get fine, hard lumber and build floors. And the people kept them polished with the red bricks, bricks that you made.
Uh-huh.
The women would get down on their knees and polish those floors.
They seem like you could scratch them up with a brick.
Well, that wood was pretty hard. Brick would yield, and the clay would crumble off. You know, grit in it to polish the floor. I don't think that I've lived in a house that had those, but then there were plenty of them that did.
Yeah.
Another thing, the yards. Let's see, when I was about 15 years old, I began to move a lawn. That was the first time lawnmowers came in. The hand kind, you know, it's a push. And we had a front yard, and to the best of my ability, kept it in pretty good shape, and it was a big yard. But it was not until 19, along the period of World War II, these power mowers came in.
Yeah.
So before we said, before 1910, make that a target date, people kept their yards, the front yards, what we call the back yards, that were all fenced in, clear of all grass, weeds, and they're solid dirt, they were packed down. And they used gallberry reed broom to sweep it. And you know that, they didn't look bad at all. It was hard, packed down too. When it rained, it was slippery and muddy. But you kept your backyards, yards free of brush, grass,